Hello and welcome. I'm Tom Heck, president and founder of the International Association of Teamwork Facilitators. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2015, and you have either dialed in or you have called or used the web to access this call today, this event. Our guest today is Chad Littlefield, and I'm going to be giving him a proper introduction here in just a moment. Today's event does include the opportunity to view a web interface where you can use a chat feature. This will allow you to ask questions of our guest and interact with other audience members. And you can find that, you can get there now by, if you're not there already, by going to uberconference.com/Tom Heck. And you can get that, link at the IATF website, which is www.iatfconnect.com. So there's a couple ways to get there, uberconference.com/Tom Heck, or you can just go to the IATF website. So all of our work here at the IATF is designed to do one thing, and that is to grow inspired teams. And we do that with events like this, monthly events like this, try to hold them monthly. Sometimes there's two a month. Sometimes I miss a month, depending on what's happening. Group and one-on-one coaching, online community of facilitators, coaches, trainers, educators from 35 countries, and then also on-site team building workshops. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Chad Littlefield. And I'm delighted to say that Chad has recently moved to the city that I live in, which is Asheville, North Carolina. Chad is the co-founder of WE, and that's WE with an exclamation point. You can find him at www.weand.me. And I'm going to maybe, Chad, if you could write the web address there in the chat. You can also find Chad's link at the IATF website. He has written or co-authored a book entitled Pocket Guide to Facilitating Human Connections. And when I say it's a pocket guide, it literally fits in my pocket, and I don't have particularly large pockets. And he also has created a really cool set of these cards called We Connect cards. And I literally found out about these things through a colleague of mine and learned about Chad and his work. And then Chad and I went out to lunch, and it was funny because we both showed up at lunch with a gift for each other. I gave Chad a copy of my book, Duct Tape Team Building Games, and Chad handed me a set of his cards, We Connect cards. And we're going to be talking about these today as a tool for facilitation. And I turned around and used these cards the very next day after after Chad handed a set of these cards to me. Chad travels widely and works with all kinds of different groups. He has a master's degree from Penn State University, and has actually spoken on the TEDx stage, and not only has given a talk, but has, while on the stage, facilitated a connection activity, I think, using these cards. So I'd like to welcome Chad to our call today. So Chad, glad you're here.
That is an awesome introduction. I am so glad to be here and to chat with people and answer questions and hopefully leave people with some really useful nuggets by the end of this call.
Awesome. Well, we're talking about questions today, and I'd like to give folks sort of a bit of a teaser about this product you've created called We Connect Cards. And these things are, what are they, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches? I don't have a ruler out, but something like that. And they're printed on a super durable sort of plasticky type of material. I mean, in other words, these things are not going to break or fold, or and if you leave them out and they get wet, and so, sometimes I work outside with people and leave things on the ground, and they get the things I own need to be able to take a beating because I travel with them. These are the things that you would want to have in your pocket. So, Chad, I realize that we've got lots of places to start, but You these cards are it's a small deck. It's like how many cards are there in this set?
Sure. So, yeah, it might be fun to kick out the story behind. So the deck itself, I can type the link where you can see them on the website, if you're able to be at a computer. But their deck 2.5 inches is the without a ruler, Tom. They're 2.5 inches square, and there's a question on one side of the card and an action kind of mimeograph from a stick figure. And there's multiple unique actions and 60 unique questions. And the questions are color coded. So there's blue cards, there's green cards, and there's purple cards. And the reason that we color coded them and color coded the types of questions on the card are to give people a little bit more choice in their conversation. There are multiple conversation decks out there, and I didn't love any of them. And so spent 2 years developing the content, the actual questions that are on these cards. So some of these questions came from me asking seasoned facilitators worked for 20 years in a corporate space or in an adventure education space, asking them, what is one of your favorite questions to ask a group to start conversation? And we took some of those questions and put them on cards. So, really good questions. The blue cards have questions that are a little bit deeper that you might not ask some, stranger at the bus stop. The green cards have questions that are a little bit more fun and light to answer. And purple cards encourage some level of self-reflection. And one of the reasons that we added that purple card, that self-reflection piece, is to spread some love to our introverts in the world. So oftentimes when people think team development or team building, it has this very extroverted connotation, and particularly a conversation-based activity. And so to have cards that cater to that ability to self-reflect has been really great. So yeah, there's 60 questions and they come in a little box. And there's also a link on the box with 10 video tutorials of the team we actually facilitating multiple activities you can see and repeat them yourself. So
Awesome. Well, I was going to say I'd like to try one of the green cards, which is the fun and light question.
sure.
And if folks would like to, I'm gonna Chad, you're gonna get a little reprieve here, but I'm gonna get you to answer this question, and I'd like everyone else to write your answer in the chat window on the website here. So here's the question: what is the strangest thing you believed as a child? What is the strangest thing you believed as a child? So I'm curious as to what our audience is going to write. Chad, what is one of the strangest things you believed as a child?
Yeah, I'm so curious to see what everybody else says. So when I was about 6 years old, I lived in Ohio until I was six, and lived on the side of this farmhouse. And I woke up one morning and I smelled pancakes. I was like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And so I walked out. Little 6-year-old Chad walks out, and I look up at my mom and I say, "Mom, pancakes, not for breakfast." And she burst out laughing because all my life until I was 6 years old, I thought pancakes were a dinner food because when my dad was in school, we were poor growing up, and so pancakes were an easy, cheap dinner. And so I grew up 5, 6 p.m. was when you had pancakes, not 9 or 10 a.m.
Oh, I love it. All
Yeah.
right. So I have some other questions from different colors here, but maybe we can take a step back and talk about the power of questions, and particularly facilitator of teams. And by the way, there's if you're haven't seen some of the interesting things in the chat window of what people believed as small children, it's there's some good ones, like little Val believed little people lived in the car radio. Love it. And that Travis, I don't know what to think about yours. I thought all dogs were boys and all cats were girls. That's very interesting, especially from a biology replication standpoint. So Chad, help us understand what you believe to be true about how we ask questions and where questions come into play when we are building or growing community.
Sure. So actually, as I talk about this, I'm going to invite everybody listening in to actually do something about this. So if you can see the chat window, and the things that people are typing, as far as answers to something strange they believed as a child, I believe one window into asking really wonderful questions that create connections that last or create relationships of trust, foundation being following your own natural curiosity. And so there's a way that from the time we were very, very little, that we're very curious about the world. And so if any of you have kids or have ever been around kids or have ever been a kid, when you're 3, 4 years old, you're asking a lot of questions about the world. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Why is this? Why is this? Why? And so at some point, I think that curiosity sometimes gets beaten out of us a little bit, and lands us in a place that we hear an answer like, oh, Chad used to believe pancakes were for dinner. And that's where the conversation stops. And somebody will say something else, or they'll share a story that will relate to them. But what if, when we listen, really listen to people's responses, we tapped into what we were naturally curious to know about that person? So, what was it like growing up on a farm where you had pancakes for dinner? Is a way to continue. That, as opposed to stopping at that answer flat out. Your question too, Tom, was what is something I believe about questions? I want to add too, so I do believe things, one, but I also am somebody that likes to test things and experience. And so one of my jobs before I hopped out and started We and created We Connect cards and such was working for an organization called World in Conversation. And so through that job, working for that organization for 5 years, facilitated 590-minute dialogues with groups of strangers about stuff that sometimes you're not supposed to talk about with strangers, like race and gender and culture and through that, the philosophy of all of that and the training that each facilitator got and that I gave, I worked as a facilitator trainer for them for a few years, was based on Socratic inquiry, this idea of learning through questions. And so whether it's learning about a topic or learning about a person, questions are kind of this key that allows you to unlock. So the title of this was Two Concrete Tools for Asking Powerful Questions. So the first one of those tools that based in following your natural curiosity would be when you meet somebody or you're hanging out with somebody. So it doesn't matter if you've just met them or if you've known somebody for 30 years. One very quick, easy way to tap into that natural curiosity is to look at, I'm going to share four words here. Ready? So tap into what that person is wearing, carrying, sharing, or presenting. So thinking about, so if you put yourself right now as you're listening, put yourself in an elevator. We'll call it the awkward elevator for now, right? So put yourself in that elevator, and there's 10 floors in the building. You press floor 8. Somebody else walks in and presses floor 7. You've got 7 floors standing in silence, maybe with some elevator music, with a stranger. And so the reason that we teach this, taught this tool at World in Conversation, and that I now teach this tool to businesses and organizations. Is because it's a tool that doesn't rely on any particular context. You could use this in an elevator. And so the way that you would do that is follow your natural curiosity about what someone is wearing, what someone is carrying, what someone is sharing with their mouth, or what they're presenting in some way. So presenting might be if their head's hanging low or they're bouncing up and down, like they're, something really good just happened. Wearing could be a slogan on a t-shirt or a hat that somebody's wearing. And the idea behind that tool is that each of us, to some extent, wake up in the morning and choose what to put on as a way to say something about who we are to the world. And so if you can be curious about that part of someone, oftentimes it's just a door or a window into something more. So how's that for a snippet? And Tom, what are you feeling naturally curious about hearing that?
Yeah. Well, I think that everyone here on this call understands that questions are key to our ability to facilitate strong teams, to work with leaders. If I see some people on the call today who are provide leadership coaching, you know, sometimes one-on-one, sometimes within a group. And so your experience in working with and specifically developing a tool that attempts to get people to share is important, and it's one of the reasons that I wanted to get on this call. Is one, I wanted to introduce people to this tool here that we see. And again, if you're interested, go to Chad's website to take a look at these things. I own a set for myself, and so maybe we could start here. When you said, "Where am I most curious?" This tool of asking questions via a card. Let me tell you my experience, and then maybe you can say, "Okay, Tom, here's where I've seen that," and maybe change it. So I happen to be doing some volunteer work the day after I met with you and you handed me this set of cards. The day after, you might remember, I was working with a group of kids, foster kids, a friend of mine who, and these are teenagers. And I have since found out that teenagers who are in the foster care system, the older you get, apparently the harder it gets to find a placement within a home. And so a friend of mine runs a nonprofit that serves these this population of kids and helps provide them with leadership training and personal development so that as should the worst sort of the worst case is they don't find a permanent placement with a family or an adult who will be that sort of the parental role model. She helps provide them with some skills. So I was called in to, you know, do some activities with them. Many of the people on this call, you know that I love team building games. What we all know is team building games. I also use them as a way to help build character. And so I spread these cards out. And again, for those who haven't actually seen them, there's these little sort of plastic 2.5 by 2.5 inch square cards. Some are green. A third of them are green. A third of them are purple. And a third of them are blue. I spread them out and I asked these students who we had done some introductory activities and I was only working with them for like 2 hours. And I wanted to get them talking with me and talking with each other through these cards. I spread them out on the floor and the students, I said, pick a card that you're attracted to right now, that you're curious about finding the answer to, either within yourself or with someone else. And then they picked it up and then I had them get with a partner and then just ask that partner the question. There was a short dialogue. I asked them to get with a new partner. And so there was this, you know, immediate, you know, everybody's asking each other's questions. There's dialogue. The conversations lasted for as long or as little as that pair chose, and then they just moved around. And for me as a facilitator, what I liked is that I was just sort of mingling, listening to how they were answering the questions. And I was also, I didn't tell them initially that the blue cards sort of required deeper reflection. And interestingly, there were it was evenly divided, which I don't know why I find that interesting, because at first I thought, I wonder if everybody's just going to choose sort of these the green fun cards. And it made me wonder for you, from a facilitator who's used this a lot, what does that tell you when you work with a group that all the green cards have been selected and no one's chosen blue cards?
Yeah. So first of all, that's an awesome story. Thanks for sharing that. And it's something that happens over and over again when I use these. And it's amazing what happens when you give a group, I think people are naturally curious. And so when you give a group a bunch of great questions, oftentimes they know what to do with them. And with a little bit of facilitation and a little bit of structure, some really great conversations can crop up. So to reaffirm, as far as the group picking, half and half. So the blue cards, again, are questions that are a little bit deeper. Green cards are questions that are more fun and light, easier to answer. And purple cards encourage some level of self-reflection. So one of the things I'll do with groups, actually, so I almost always invite people to choose a card, rather than me just handing them something that they might not be ready for or that they don't want. So that challenge by choice element that many of us are probably familiar with. And so in choosing that card, sometimes I'll do what you did and just say, look, choose a question that you want to infuse into the group or infuse in the conversation. It would depend on what activity we're doing, a question swap or whatnot. And the other way I would do it is choose based on color. So I'd give them the color breakdown: blue or deeper, green or fun and light, purple encourage some level of self-reflection, and just have them grab solely off that. And instead of me interpreting, so as a facilitator, it gives me some data. And so if a group takes all green cards, I know that we're in that place and we need to be in that place for a little bit. And we're not ready to go to a deeper conversation or maybe a deeper group dynamic or learning place. And so I can structure the next activity, the next piece of the program around that. And yet, most of the time, so that data is useful as a facilitator. Most of the time, I'll actually do a reflection activity that I've just started to call dialogue data with a group, and I'll lay out the cards in a bar chart. So I'll ask everybody the card that they chose to kind of turn it in and into me, and I'll take those cards and I'll set up all the green cards up one row, all the blue cards up another row, and all the purple cards up. And then I'll ask them, so this is data, this is, a mirror to the group, and I'll ask the group, what do you think this chart says about who this group is or where we're at right now? And
Oh,
it always
interesting.
generates such great conversation. And I've been surprised more times than not at how many blue cards people tend to take. It's very rare that a group primarily chooses green. And when I'm working with engineers, particularly engineers, really analytical brains tend to, as a stereotype, be a little bit more introverted. The last engineering that I worked with had, it was a group of 40 people, and there were like five blue cards in the bar chart. There were three or four green cards in the bar chart. And there were, like, off the charts, 40 or so purple cards, which almost never happens. But in asking them, I didn't interpret for them. I asked them, what do you think this says about the group? And they had all this great stuff to say about how, for them, it was just a reflection of what they actually see at work, where people love to be in their heads and think, but when it comes time for a meeting, it can be hard to verbalize some of those ideas. So that's some of the experience that I've seen, but always the choice helps a whole bunch, the choice in the types of conversation that you're having.
Nice. All right, so we've got a question. And by the way, for those of you who are listening, we've got this chat feature on the website uberconference.com/TomHeck. There's a little chat button if the chat feature doesn't show up initially. And this is your opportunity to ask questions. Maybe comment or provide feedback for other people if you've got some insight. And here, Dan has got a question, Chad, and he says, how would you use these cards? And I think more generally, how would you use questions? But in this case, how would you use these cards to strengthen a church board to their own mission, i.e. hospitality, social concerns, properties, etc. So and it sounds like in general, using questions to strengthen a connection to mission. A group has a mission. Ideally, they have a mission. Maybe they're not super clear on their mission, or they're exploring their mission. Maybe their mission is not needs to evolve, these types of things. So, Chad, how would we use questions in general, or maybe these cards in specific, to help a group explore mission?
Yeah, so I'll go quick with the cards and then quick with the questions. We'll hit both. So as far as Dan's question, how would you use these cards of the church board? So one, it helps to understand more context about the board and what they're trying to accomplish and what the mission is, etc. But one principle, some of you probably are familiar with Peter Block, pretty famous consultant. One of the things he says all the time, I love, is this little phrase that I use every single program that I do. And it is the idea of connection before content. Connection before content. And so if you want to talk about mission with a group of people, think about connection before content. And quick story. So my business partner, Will Wise, had about a decade of experience in career work in the world of sustainability and environmental education. And at some point, he took a step back and said, whoa, I'm trying to get people to do good things for the earth and take care of the planet that we live on. But I can't do any of that without relationships with people. And so taking the idea of connection before content, we connect cards I'll use often as a way to kick off a meeting. And I just picked up this really stellar book called Weology. I'll type the name of it in there. But written by the CEO of Tangerine, pretty innovative bank. Or they wouldn't call themselves a bank, I don't think. But he, one of the things he talks about in that is this idea that he says he actually, quote, wastes time every 5 minutes in the beginning of a meeting. And he wants people to chat about how the weekend was or whatever. And his way was kind of framing it was in small talk. And so I've used We Connect cards as a way to ramp up that small talk, because there's a way that we get into a conversation rut. So we go into a boardroom or we show up to work on Monday. And likely all of us, probably today, actually, depending on what time zone you're in, have been asked some version of how are you? And many of you will have given a response that all of us could have predicted, like good or fine or okay or whatever. And so it's this question that, like, it's culturally, it doesn't inspire any curiosity. It doesn't inspire any new types of thinking. Whereas We Connect cards do. And so for me, Dan, it's a way to, one, warm up people's brains and create some connections, and which to me, those micro connections begin to serve the foundation of relationships that allow people to accomplish real work and talk about stuff that is more difficult if you have that rapport and that relationship of trust with people. So that's on the card side. Might use that as a warm up or just to infuse questions. I might even have people just pick one random card to start off. Instead of asking, how are you today? Ask this question. In 5 minutes, we'll officially start the meeting. And so Mark Collard, a great colleague in Australia, who's the creator of Playmeo.com, which is this wonderful database of activities and games. His terminology was that he shared with me was unofficial start. So We Connect cards are a great unofficial start to any meeting or program that you're leading. Questions, on the other hand, encouraging a culture of curiosity and questions, I think you'd be amazed, even at the beginning of a meeting, if all you said was, the focus today is going to be to ask each other more questions than answers that we give. That has a way of changing the dynamic of meetings so much. And so, as opposed to, as you're talking about furthering a mission of a board, et cetera, it may be extremely helpful to think about asking questions before seeking answers, with this mentality of seek to understand before seeking to be understood. So that's a little snippet. Hope that answers your question, Dan.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I do want to thank you, Dan, by the way, for that, the question. Also, Dan has another question, and that is, are there any promotional offers that you can provide today's audience, or discount codes, right? I'm putting you on the spot, Chad, because we never discussed this.
Yeah, sure. yes, why not? So let's see, there's 44 people on the call. So I like, let's consider this group friends in some way. So if you use the coupon, and I'll type it in right now. If you use the coupon, friends are nice, on the online checkout, that will give you a discount on everything in the store.
Now, is that, Chad, is that going to be all one word, lowercase?
Yes. I just typed into the chat, friends are nice, all lowercase, one word, no spaces.
Great.
Friends are nice.
Hey, Dan, way to put Chad on the spot. I'm gonna say that was Dan, that wasn't me. All right. So there you go. And truthfully, you know what? For many of us, we understand the power of questions. It is, you can create your own questions, right? You can create your own questions. I think for me as a facilitator, if I can leverage somebody else's wisdom and experience through a product that they've developed, I am totally going to do that. That's how I look at this. And oh, by the way, we had some folks participating from a school, and they had a fire drill. They had to leave the room, and now they're back. So glad you're back. So that's when I look at these cards, that's why I got excited with them, is I got them on like a Tuesday, and on a Wednesday, no, it was a Friday I got them. I remember, because on the Saturday, I turned around and used them immediately. And that's when I said to Chad, I need to get you, introduce this idea, to the rest of the IATF community. So Chad, that's an example that you just gave of, using the cards with a specific, group of people. Mm-hmm. And now I'm wondering if you can relate the story of using these cards with a large group, like you spoke on the TEDx stage, and am I correct in saying that you use these cards with that group of people?
Yeah.
So, okay. So hold on.
Go ahead.
Now I want you to tell a story, but I frankly didn't have enough cards a week ago. Last week, Monday, I was working with 200 college students, who were all in a teacher education program. And had I had enough of these cards, I think I would have done something, but frankly, I didn't have enough time to call you and say, hey, did you use these with the TEDx group? And how did you do that? So for those of us on the call who do oftentimes speak with large groups of people, maybe you can relate the story. But before you do, I want to ask one other, ask the group to answer this question in the chat. And now this is from the blue cards in the deck, which means, Chad, that these are a bit deeper. So this is an example of a question that is a bit deeper, requires a little more from the participant. And here's the question. And for everyone on the call, write your answer in the chat window. How did you learn your most important lesson in life? How did you learn your most important lesson in life? How did you do that? So Chad, while they're working on that, tell us the story of using these cards with a large audience that they don't know each other. It's unlike maybe this board team that you just talked about, who know each other, have some a relationship, have some trust built up. You're talking to a room full of people who don't know each other. How did you use them?
Right. So this is how it worked. 2 years ago, I gave a talk at TEDx, PSU, Penn State. And the next year they invited me back, and I'm working with them now to kind of handle their audience interaction and audience engagement. So what I did, yeah, you pointed out there's 60 cards in the deck and there were 800 people at TEDx. So I went through and custom ordered my own set of kind of small, slightly smaller promotional We Connect cards. And so the regular We Connect cards don't have our logo or URL. So I printed ones with our logo and website URL and worked with the coordinators of the conference of TEDx to have every participant get a We Connect card in their lanyard at the start. And so when everybody checked in, they got their lanyard, it had their pass, their name tag, or et cetera, and a We Connect card. So right before lunch, and I'll share a link after I'm done here to this video so you can actually see it happening at TEDx. Had everybody right before lunch invited people to reach into their lanyard, take out that question, and did a little bit of front loading to frame what we were about to do and the value and really talking about why we are doing this. The idea that when you form connections, TEDx is the space where ideas are created so that ideas can flow back and forth and be exchanged. And connections are often the conduit for those ideas to flow. So we're just going to do a 10 to 15 minute question swap. Everybody took the card out of their lanyard, and I just invited people to pair up with somebody that they did not know and ask each other the question that was on your card. I also framed beforehand, I'm not sure if this is on the video or not, but framed beforehand a little bit of challenge by choice of if you get asked a blue question, and you're not ready for that blue question, you always got to remember that you choose how to answer that. And so you can choose to answer with maybe a deeper answer that you have, but you can also choose to answer with something that feels a little bit more comfortable in that moment to share. So invited people to get together and just a simple question swap, have that conversation. When they were done asking each other their question, what I instructed them to do was swap cards, hold their hand in the air, and go find somebody new. And so for 10 minutes, it was this self-facilitating 800-person paired shared dialogues at TEDx. And it was so fun. There was so much fun feedback afterward. People loved that took a otherwise passive, fairly passive event where, expert stands up on the stage and, stage on the stage model of somebody tells you what is. And this flipped that script completely around and made the people in the audience the experts of their own experience and allowed them to share and exchange that experience. So it was fun to see all the new connections that got created and the new pairs or little groups of people that were walking to lunch with each other as well. So to your point of you were working with this 200 person group, Tom. So there's 60 questions in a deck. So one, the quickest way and easiest way to do that would be 200 divided by 60. So four, am I doing that math wrong? Four decks of cards would be 240 cards. Yeah. And even with just 60 unique questions, that's plenty of unique questions in a group to avoid any repeat conversations or repeat questions happening. But if you really want to do something with a big group, I'm happy to put my email down and I can work with people individually to get some of the custom cards that I don't sell on the website. I use just for when I'm working with groups, but could do bigger quantities of those.
Awesome. Okay. Laura has a question. By the way, for those of you, I'm hoping you're scrolling through the responses to the question, how did you learn your most important lesson in life? And seeing what people wrote in the chat window here. There's some great ones. Laura writes, Chad, could you briefly run down your various card decks and identify which ones you recommend for what, especially for newbies who haven't yet used any of your products and want to start somewhere without necessarily buying the whole lot at once? So, go ahead.
Sure. So, I guess, so if you're at a computer, I'll try to, for people who are not at a computer, I'll try to give a quick visual description of each deck, but I just put a link to where you can see the rest of them. So there's, there are five things on our website. So there's We Connect cards. There is the Pocket Guide to Facilitating Human Connections, which Tom mentioned at the beginning of our chat. And then there are We Believe cards, which are, We Believe cards are hexagon shaped cards, and they have a quote on one side of the card and then an evocative image on the back of the card. And so there are, usually this link only comes if you buy the deck of cards, but I'll include it here because we're all friends. There's a link, weand.me/quotes has a bunch of activities that I might do with We Believe cards. So without going too deep into it, you can have, it's a way to have people on the quote side, pick a quote that they really believe in or that resonates with them, as a way of sharing a deeper part of themselves in kind of a safe, shielded way of like, you know, I'm saying this because of the card, not because it's, you know, somebody else's words that you're able to pass on. The image side, you could do, you know, full value contracts in the beginning of a program, choose an image that represents, some dynamic that you want to be present in the rest of the day or the rest of the week or the rest of the year, or choose an image that represents a strength that you have. And Jen Stanchfield was a experiential tools, gave this really great language about as far as using imagery in facilitation, which was it provides a little bit of shielded discussion. So if I choose a picture of a sunflower and I share with the group that, you know, I chose the sunflower because it represents growth, but also energy and brightness. And that is one of, you know, personal strength that I have. If I ask the group, there's a way that the photo makes it safer to share a little bit more. If I ask the group to just go ahead and share, share a strength that you have, they may or may not come up with something that is that detailed or that intimate. So I will say with the We Believe cards, we're actually super low in stock. So I don't know how many are left, but the store will stop you once they're gone. So I think there's only a few left right now. We're waiting on the reorder. And the other two things real quick are We Discover cards, which is a deck of 25 larger size cards that are actually, these took a lot of time to create. They are 1/25. Each card is 1/25 of the world map. So kind of like a puzzle. And if any of you ever have ever done the activity Zoom with a book by István Bagné called Zoom, you can do similar activities with there's another website which I'll plug in here, URL with activities that you can use with We Discover cards. And so I won't go too deep into those, but those are great for deeper problem solving, but there's also icebreaker connection activity stuff that you can do with them. And you can see on the URL, it's weand.me/discover. And there's a whole slew of activities there. And then the last ones are the only ones that we did not make, but partnered with somebody because they are so cool. They're called Fine Line cards, and they are a regular deck of playing cards in pictures and words. And so these are really hard to describe without actually seeing them. But essentially, there's four suits that aren't—they're not necessarily hearts, spades, clubs, diamonds, but there are four different types, and you can see based on the illustrations on the cards, which suit is which. And so I'll have a group, I'll use them for unofficial starts a lot. I have in buying those, you get a printout with a whole bunch of activity ideas. But because they're a regular deck of playing cards, you can do everything that you could do with a regular deck of playing cards. So I think like Michelle Cummings wrote a book called Playing with a Full Deck that has 52 activities you can do with playing cards. So you can do all of those same activities with fine line cards, which is pretty neat. So doing a lineup or doing an unofficial start of just setting a deck out before a program. So a program starts at 9 a.m. I'll put them out at 8:45, and as people are coming in, we'll invite people to just figure it out. I won't give them any particular directions. I'll say, figure it out, make sense of this deck of cards, and the group will come up with lots of answers. And at some point, I might ask one person from each group to come see me for some quote professional development. And I'll drop a couple hints at them. I'll tell them there are 54 cards in the deck, 52 are really a part of the deck, and two are extras. And so they'll come back and be like, oh, it's a regular deck. There's two jokers and 52 cards, and that will put them on their way a little bit. So,
So Chad, it's a lot. I think I'm going to vote for if you're just starting out to for the We Connect cards, just because I think it's going to be probably something that will make sense to you, and you'll be able to put to use with lots of different groups. And it's
sure.
also for those of us who travel. It's super, well, all of these things, but I love multi-use products, and I love things that are easy to travel with. So,
Yeah.
all right, so we're getting close to the top of the hour, and want to make sure that all of our questions, comments, or anything that we are addressing those. If you have a question, write in the chat feature there. Make sure that we have an opportunity for Chad to answer that. I do want to get you, Chad, to talk about maybe share one of your favorite stories from a program you facilitated, maybe with where you use the We Connect cards, or maybe an insight, something that's going to be instructive for the rest of us who are, working in the field of teamwork facilitation.
Yeah. So the one that I shared with engineers, the activity that I do a lot that you can't do with other conversation cards is that dialogue data activity. So that's definitely one that has been really helpful. And again, that's giving people the choice of what type of card they choose, meaning what type of question they choose, and then having that data reflected back to the group. As far as a favorite time that I use them, TEDx was up there. Seeing 800 people engaged in meaningful conversation all at the same time, just because they were holding a silly square colored card, is really fun to see. So any of the large group stuff is always a blast. I
How
think.
about a one-on-one? Have you ever used these in a one-on-one working session?
Oh, this is so cool. Okay, so so one of the cool things about having We Connect cards out in the world. So these were originally funded on Kickstarter. So they're in 30 different countries being used all the time. And so pretty frequently, I'll get a photo of somebody who has the cards that are using them, and it'll either be posted to our Facebook page, or if I know them, a personal text of like, "Hey, Chad, we're using We Connect cards in Hawaii or in Dubai or in et cetera." And so that's always fun. But one of the more fun ones, a good friend who started a really cool co-living change maker space in State College, Pennsylvania, called the CoSpace, uses We Connect cards one-on-one in their interviews for housemates. So they'll have
Oh, interesting.
so it's beautiful. So they'll do two things. They'll just ask questions that they from We Connect cards. They'll either pick one at random, or they'll have a couple pre-selected. Or what they'll do is lay out the cards and have people choose a question, which tells you so much more about a person. So if somebody goes for that blue question, It's a reflection of a small piece of who they are and what they might be willing to contribute. So yeah, used for interviews at the CoSpace, which is super cool. I'll put the URL to the CoSpace in the chat feature, but it's thecospace.com.
Yeah, I love that. To find a roommate and being able to ask a question, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
Chad, tell us what is on your plate here for the next month or two, or what's exciting coming up for you?
Yeah. So I am tomorrow early morning. I'm leaving for New York City and Boston. I have some family in Boston, some work in New York. I'm hanging out with some folks at JetBlue at the Learning and Development Department, exploring a partnership, which is pretty exciting for us because we're still a small company doing big things. So partnering with JetBlue would be really, really neat. And then working with a tech startup up there is really fun, as well as just getting some of the product stuff out there more. So there, WeConnect cards primarily, but WeConnect cards primarily have been spreading by word of mouth. People use them and they're like, holy smokes, these are really cool. This is a really unique deck of cards. I haven't seen something like this. They're waterproof and super durable. The boxes, so lots of love there. And so continuing to spread that. And, you know, I just moved to a new place. So my wife and I are living in Asheville, North Carolina. And we, like most of your organizations, I imagine, are really relationally based businesses. And so I'm doing lots of actually following my own darn advice and asking lots of questions, sitting down with folks in the community and with local businesses and being really curious. What do you guys need? What is your struggles as it relates to team development? So that's some of the stuff that's on my plate. And I'm also slow brewing, working, getting a trip put together with Mark Collard, who I mentioned before, who runs the site playmeo.com, and possibly going to Australia at some point and visiting with him. So that's something great. That's on the docket.
Yay. Well, I'm delighted that you have chosen Asheville as a place to live. And we're going to have to get out and play some disc golf at some point. I know. Yeah. And we also share a friendship with Mark Collard over at Playmeo. Great guy, doing great work in Australia. Well, Chad, it's been a delight to have you on. And I'm really thankful for all the people who have showed up today and participated and asked questions. Just for clarity and for the recording, Chad, can you tell us spell out the web address for your site, the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. So I'll give you the website and my email if we're connected. So the company's name is WE! Which is hard to Google. So the website URL is www.weand.me. And that's spelled www.weand.me. And my email address, and invite you, if you guys have any questions about the store or about anything, half of my life is connecting people to people and people to ideas. So happy to share whatever I know with you freely. So my email is chad@weand.me, we and me. So
awesome. Scoop. Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak with you and share your work with the rest of the world. And for all of you who are listening, I encourage you to head over and check out Chad's work. And if you happen to know of somebody who is doing really cool things out there, I'd love to know about them. And perhaps I can get them, convince them to jump on a call and share some of their wisdom with the rest of us who are doing work with teams and helping to improve, make the world a better place to live. There's definitely a lot of work for us out there, folks. So thanks again for being here. I'm Tom Heck, and I'm with the International Association of Teamwork Facilitators. It is a delight to have you here, and I'm thrilled that you joined us today. Thanks again, Chad, and look forward to talking with you soon.
Chat soon. Looking forward to disc golf. It was awesome
Yay.
meeting. It was awesome kind of meeting all of you. I hope you took some great nuggets out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Look forward to talking with everybody again soon, and have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye, everybody.